Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting second. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Domingo Ramos. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Tingley. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Rodriguez. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Orsolac. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jeff Ballard. And now, play ball. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traber catches it for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Franco scores. Carter moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Orsolac hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Jim Traber batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Traber hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Orsolac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramos takes first base on ball 4. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tingley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sheets hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken bunts towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Shue moves to second. One out. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Orsilac is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsilac takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Shue scores. Orsilac moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Orsilac scores. Anderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle is hit by the pitch. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tingley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tingley hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orsolac is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Orsolac hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken takes first base on 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Orioles. Brad Havens now pitching. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. Traber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Ballard covering, for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Carter. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Carter steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ramos fields the ball and throws to Havens covering. Safe. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Havens fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheets moves to second. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheets scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 8-3, Orioles. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orsulac takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Orsulac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Ripken moves to second. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Traber is 0-for-3 in the game. Traber strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Gerhart now playing right field. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tingley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tingley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Shaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Orsulac is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Orsulac hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tingley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Francona pinch hits for Domingo Ramos. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw pinch hits for Ron Tingley. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall pinch hits for Ron Washington. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.